I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites, the theater review podcast that reviews theaters big and small in the LA and Orange County area since 2016. Colleges, small theaters, mid-sized theaters, big theaters, we cover them all to let you know about the exceptional art going on in the city every single month because there's important stories to be told, and the theater is such an amazing medium for telling these stories. Today's review is a co-production of the Independent Shakespeare Company and Coining Ghost, the world premiere of The Aaron Play, playing now at the Independent Shakespeare Company in Atwater Village, October 16th through November 23rd, 2025. Shakespeare's earliest tragedy, Titus Andronicus, storyline is extended with quite a few creative liberties in the new play, The Aaron Play, which includes aspects of more modern language, politics, and comedy in the narrative. It finds a good balance between old and new while still relating very well to lessons from one of the earliest recorded tragedy plays in Western literature. Set after the violent, bloody mayhem that was the play Titus Andronicus, two guards, Guard 1 played by Brian Monahan and Guard 2 played by William Gray, are set out in an isolated area watching Aaron the Moor, played by Bruce Lemon Jr., as he's buried in the ground as they wait for him to starve to death as punishment for his crimes. From the previous play, look to Titus Andronicus, or just imagine if you're not going to do that. Aaron did some pretty terrible things to the Andronicus family for revenge, and just killing him normally wouldn't be enough, so he's being starved to death in this continuing story. Some would say one of the more brutal villains in Shakespeare, and there are quite a few. This play explores the character a lot deeper. Of course, there's the racist portrayals of a Moor as evil because of the color of his skin, and it goes deeper into the humanity of the character in this production, which is touched on in Titus, but even more in The Aaron Play. While the play advertises itself as connecting itself to the original material, Titus Andronicus, the dialogue and the presentation make it clear that it's also its own thing. For traditionalists, this show is straying from that and not trying to hide it at all. And in that approach, I think this modern continuation of the story is quite inventive. Zachary Bones has added enough humor in this play between the two soldiers that this particular play would probably fit well under the label of dark comedic tragedy. The relationship between these guards, one who's more uptight and the other, you can tell, who has lived a hard-fought life and is just trying to get through the day. If you watch the 1997 film Pulp Fiction, the sort of playful talking in this has a similar comedic cadence. Even though for a good part of the play, Aaron's character doesn't actually say much, being stuck in the ground, when the character does get to speaking in this, there's quite a bit of dialogue. Lemon is able to translate Aaron's emotions powerfully, whether in a devious laugh or through his nonverbal acting he exhibits at the beginning of the play. The Roman outfits in this, from costume designer Alexis Carey, because of the use of the thick brown leather on these soldiers' uniforms, make the outfits look substantial and battle-ready. The heavy wooden spears and prop knife looked quite real as well. This play has one intermission. Rosa's talent for changing her voice and the varied costume changes help with not confusing the characters, at least for this reviewer. But for those not so familiar with the source material, splitting up these roles may have been possibly more effective. I give the world premiere of The Aaron Play an 8.5 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.